So I thought, oh my God, someone's gonna break in and get me, you know? So I said, I'm gonna get a dog to give me warning. So I was looking all over. I went to Charas, I went to a shop, about 6, 7, 8 pet shops looking for a dog. Couldn't find it. So then when I was at our Dharma Center, the lawyer upstairs was coming down, she had a dog. This lady told me, oh, you must go here. You must go here, and you must see this dog, what she has, because this lady has not dog. And I said, fine, okay. So I drove here, when I came inside a shop, I went, oh, yo, what a tired shop. No pain, so ordinary, so plain. And then I was looking around, Mumu was locked up behind there. He had a baby gate with 6, 7 other dogs, and he was looking. So she said to me, actually, this one's very special. And she said, because the father's very special, the father's nature is very nice. And if you take him, it will be like the father. And you know what I thought to myself? I thought, yeah, I just want to lie, I just want to sell the dog. That's the they all say like that. I looked at Mumu's eyes, and I said, I like him. So I decided to take Mumu. She walked me to the car. When she walked me to the car, she was blowing on Mumu's face, playing, giving snacks, and she was crying. Then I said, oh, she's real, huh? Then 10 minutes after I drove away, Mumu started crying. Mumu was crying, Mumu was shivering, and I realized Mumu missed her very much. Then I realized it was for real. So when I was training Mumu, we called her up a lot, and she kept calling, we called her, called back and forth, because she wanted to know if he was okay or not. But she has a policy, she won't sell it to people who are not going to take care of dogs. She, when I first came, she was not nice at all. She looked at me like, and she checked me out, and I was thinking, oh, I'm the customer. But she was looking if I would take care of the dog or not, because she didn't want to let me go. I asked her, if Mumu's so good, keep him yourself. She says, no, I have 7 dogs, I can't. She goes, I just can't manage, I want to. So she was checking me out, and I talked to her, and I remember I said to her one thing, I'm not buying this dog to entertain me. I'm buying this dog because I need some security to make noise, and I like dogs, and I'm going to give him a very good life. And when I said that, she calmed down. She calmed down and she gave a smile and she was very nice. And I haven't seen her in 4 or 5 years. I haven't seen her at all. Yeah, so yeah, recently yeah, I decided yeah. to contact. And he was here too.
Yeah.
While I was talking about that, I was trying to talk to him about Buddhism and Dzongkha, but he said to me, I'm not ready. I gave him some DVD, some CDs or something, right? He said, he's very nice. This one's me, he's like. She don't care about Dzongkha or Buddha, she just wanna make sure the dog is safe. This guy very polite. You guys look exactly the same. Shock and all.
Look, we are grown Tina, and you.
Don't you dare! I look like Mumu's mother now. So what happens is, you know, we all support animal shelters, and I'm going to start an animal shelter, and you better be involved. You're gonna get slapped. And I want to start an animal shelter. You guys know I want to get a piece of land because I just don't like dogs being abused. I don't like them being hurt, abused, beaten, thrown out. Yesterday I saw on the net somebody threw hot oil on the dog, burned the whole back. So somebody else rescued the dog, put it in a pet shop, and now it's healing, it's okay. Just burn, just they feel like doing it. I tell you, if there's no karma, I'll get that person. If there's no karma, don't say anything. Because when I say that, she wants to go punch him already. So anyways, I want to start an animal shelter. And you know, we believe in karma. You don't just say, I want to start animal shelter. You have to do something to create the causes. So what we should do is, I want to donate a lot of food to some animal shelters that we saw that are looking for help, that need help. So the best place is to buy food from here. So today we're going to clear out the shelves. We're going to buy the food. We're going to deliver it to our storage place. And we're going to give it away. Then when we run out, we're going to come and get more from her. Okay? If we buy food from anywhere else, it's bad karma. Why? If she loves the dog so much and she cares about them, let's support her. Because people are going to buy dogs. People will want pets. People want animals. So if they can get it from people who care and that will give you after sales service, why not? Because this lady always called to find out how Mumu is. She SMS back and forth, she sends pictures. It's not just, okay, you know what, it's a sale, buy. Whether you come to her shop and buy something or not, she doesn't care. If you ask her about Mumu, she will help. You definitely help. That's why now she told me she's ready for Dharma.
Yeah.
She's ready for Dharma. She has to move house. So she has dogs. She has a lot of things to move. She's been living in house for 20 years. She needs to move and she's by herself and she just has her business partner. So what I asked her to do is to help at least look for a house and we'll all come and help her move while she's alone. Right, so we'll help her move. Why should we help her move? She's alone, that's it. And if we want to have shelters in the future, we need to do this now. And after she moves, then she has to come to the center and take a visit. Right? Out of the center, I'm very sweet and nice. Once she joins,
take revenge.
Oh, no, no, no. Nothing to get revenge. Nothing. Then I become a real seafood.
Yes.
So this one, I want you strong guys. I'm going to point at what I want. You guys just grab it from the corner. I would like you to please calculate.
Okay.
You calculate for me. I got a lot of strong young boys and girls. I brought you guys here because I sometimes go shopping for the Dharma Hub. So I think a big group for me because I take care of my students. Sometimes I go shopping for this thing. Sometimes I go shopping for that department. I go shopping for different departments to help with my students. I just take care of them. And so let's go over here. I'll tell you what I want. You see, things happen, things manifest, and things happen with a thought. As the Buddha taught, things happen with a thought. And when you have that thought plants a seed in our mind for it to happen. But if you do nothing about it, it remains a seed. It remains something in your consciousness that is just a seed, and it never ever grows, it never becomes bigger, it never manifests in something physical. So therefore, if we always sit in front of Zambala and say, oh, we sit in front of Zambala or Setra and say, please help me, please help me, please help me, please help me. But we make no effort at all. The seed is planted because you're praying to an enlightened being. You're praying to a God. The seed is planted. But it will not manifest if you don't do something. So the seed is called Bhakcha, remains dormant. So if we have the wrong thinking that if we just do this, and then later on manifest, it doesn't happen. That's why many people waste their lives doing not much. Many people use their lives doing not much. Many people live their lives not much until death comes. And then when they look back on their life, they're very disappointed, they're very bitter, they're very unhappy because they didn't do much with their life. Nothing was that much. Only money, some food, some entertainment, what is it. So therefore, we don't want to experience that, that we are disappointed later on in life, that we didn't do much. And at the same time, when we meditate on what I just explained, that when we plant seeds for something to manifest, if we do nothing, then nothing will manifest. The reason for saying that is not a put down. A reason for saying that is to fight laziness. Laziness is an extension of selfishness. Selfishness is, I don't want to discomfort myself. I don't want to go out of way for others, for myself. I don't want to make myself uncomfortable. I don't want to make myself in a bad position. I don't want to do anything to strain myself for others. And I only care about myself. So if it's to my inconvenience, I won't do it. If it's to my convenience, I'll do it. That type of thought is selfishness. And when we're selfish, we get something immediately, which is we didn't have to do it. But long term, we lose out. Why? Long term, we lose out is because nothing gets accomplished. Everything remains dormant. So therefore, in order to make something happen, we have to make it manifest by doing prayers, by doing activities, and starting. For example, we want to start an animal sanctuary. We want to keep hundreds and hundreds of dogs that are beaten and abused and hurt and thrown out and maimed and unloved. We would like to do that. Why would we like to do that? Because animals can't talk. Animals can't express their feelings. Animals are not put on the earth for our entertainment. Animals are not put here for us to abuse or to hurt. Animals have a right to live just like the rest of us. Unfortunately, not everybody thinks like that. Not everybody thinks like that, and that's the sad part. So what happens is that when we create an animal sanctuary, we help maybe 100, 200, 300, 400 animals. That's correct. But we don't help all the animals that are suffering. But by creating this sanctuary, what happens is that you are inspiring many other people to do the same thing. So if you create a sanctuary, when you inspire many people to do the same thing, then more animal sanctuaries arise, more awareness arises, more people start to talk about this, and then it becomes mainstream. Example, if you talk about animal sanctuaries in the US 50, 60, 70 years ago, there's none, very little. But if you go there now and you talk about it, it's quite mainstream. Because one or two persons got up and said, I'm going to do something. If we always sit back and we say we're not going to do something, if we always sit back and we say, I can't do it, I'm not able to do it, I'm not able to do this or do that, if we always say that, then you're not able to do it. Why are you not able to do it? Because you planted the seeds to not do it. So therefore, I came here today because I went on the websites and I saw several animal shelters that are in desperate need of food. And I've already talked to JP and I've already gone for licensing and I want to make a real animal shelter come. We don't have the land, we don't have the place right now. But in order to make that manifest, I purchased this food on a loan for myself, and then later when we raise the funds, I'll reimburse. So what happens, I'll take all this food and make a good prayer, offer it to all the animals that we're going to give this to for free, and make a prayer that an animal shelter can really, really manifest in the future, and that we can do something. There's going to be people in our group that likes to do study of Dhamma. There's people who like to translate. There's going to be people who like to take care of the old. People who like to counsel. People who like to teach. People who like to do rituals. People who like to do meditations, retreats. Some people like to take care of animals. So if we have different departments in our organization, everybody can find something to do. Why? If you have a department available for other people, if you have a department available that suits their temperament, that suits their thinking and suits their wishes, the chances of them doing it is higher. Why? If you create a department that you can involve people to help, you help them come out of laziness. You help them come out of selfishness. You give them an opportunity to say, look, it's already set up. It's already set up, come and do something. So when we open up a department, it should be from a compassionate motivation. Why? When we open up a department, it comes from a compassionate motivation that if we start something, other people will be inspired and join. Otherwise, most people will sit back and say, I cannot. So if you start a department, you create a situation where people start feeling guilty at first. Oh, you know, I could be doing this, but I'm not. And then they start doing it. And then when they start doing it, they like it. And when they like it, they inspire other people. And it grows like that. It takes one person to start something. It takes one person to try. It takes one person to make an effort. It takes one person to say, I'm going to do it. And it can inspire many, many other people. So I came here today because I wanted to get this. help.
Hey, Smoke.
I want to offer food to the other animal shelters with a prayer. Ours will manifest. So you see, it's a direct karmic link. You make an offering, it's directly. Example, last time when we make an offering to Zabala, when we make an offering to Zabala, it makes a direct link to get a purified Lazarus. So when we make an offering to Zabala, what happens? Zabala is a good Lazarus. When you make an offering to Zabala, it purifies the karma for Lazarus in your own course. It's a direct link. Similarly, today we make an offering directly to the dogs. See, when we give this to the dogs, we don't get any money. The dogs don't say thank you. The dogs don't feel anything. But the karma will come back. The karma comes back and we dedicate it that it can become something bigger. So actually helping animals is a wonderful way of getting merits dedicated to something bigger. Does everybody understand? So even helping people, it is the same way. That's why I ask you guys to come to have a help, helping them, and I thank you for coming. I'm going to do a short prayer now. After we do a short prayer, we'll cut this up, and then we'll go somewhere, all right? And, let me see. This is one of the most supreme practices and meditations available in Tibet. This Buddha is the Buddha of compassion, wisdom, and spiritual means, as you guys know. This Buddha's special energy is when we are depressed, when we are angry, when we are feeling abandoned, when we are feeling left alone, when we are feeling very, very sad. If we do the meditation and the prayer to this Buddha, the sadness in time will lift from our hearts. If the sadness lifts from our hearts, we can do more things for others. In the case here, we can do more things for animals. If the sadness in us is very heavy, it's hard for us to do things for other people. So this Buddha's name, of course, you know, is Tsongkhapa. And it's very famous and very, very prominent in Tibet. And this is what we pray to, this is what we follow in our center 100%. As you all know, this is the manifestation of Kuan Yin Posa, Wen Su Posa, and Jingam So Posa. So if we pray to Tsongkhapa and we follow Tsongkhapa well, because it is Kuan Yin Posa, the anger, the feeling of depression will go away. Because it is Wen Su Posa, when we study the Dharma or we want to study spiritual practices, when we want to learn things, it becomes clearer and easier. And then because it's Vajrapani, Jingam So Posa, because it's Vajrapani, when we do Tsongkhapa's mantra and prayer, what happens is we grant protection. So what's very good is for animals, if we see animals, it's good to give them food. It's good to take care of them, wash and take care of them, and feed them and bathe them. But one day they're going to die. One day they will take rebirth. One day their mind will take rebirth. How can we help them? By reciting this mantra to them. And the mantra, the short one, is Om Ara Basanati. If we recite this mantra to our animals every single day, we plant the seeds of Buddhahood in their mind. When they die, they can take a good rebirth somewhere to practice Dharma, to get a higher rebirth. No offense intended to dogs. Dogs is a lower rebirth. Why? They're controlled by people. They're tortured by people. They cannot speak. They cannot express. They're not bad, but because of negative karma, they've taken a lower rebirth. So that's another reason we shouldn't make them suffer. They're already suffering. They already have problems. So therefore, if we take care of their body and we take care of their needs, it's very good. And I like that. I love animals. But we need to take care of their minds. And the best way is to recite Om Ara Basanadi to our animals every single day. Momo gets blessings of mantras almost every single day. When I recite my mantras, it gets blessed on it. And if we have a mala and we recite the mantras on a mala, we blow the mantra on the mala and we put on the dog's head or the cat's head, the animal's head, the blessings of that mantra will go inside their mind stream. Then when they die, it will help them to take good rebirth. One day they will die. You see, so when they die, we have the satisfaction that they'll go to a better place, a nicer place, because of us. So the whole reason we practice Dharma is for others. The whole reason we practice Dharma is to benefit others. The whole reason we practice Dharma is that we can make ourselves an instrument to be a more benefit to others. So therefore, it's very, very, very important to every action we do to have a good motivation, no agenda to get something back. And then to do the action, and after we do the action, we dedicate it. All right? So right now, this is the first action of Kichara Animal Sanctuary. So you guys are making history with me. Our sanctuary will grow big. Our center will grow even bigger. And our organization will grow even wider. It definitely will happen. It's already been predicted by my gurus. So this is only a part of it. All the other departments that manifested that all of you are working in started just like this. Where we gathered with a group of students, we made a wish, we started doing the work, the departments grew. All of the departments. Some departments grew from just one desk, we started working. Some departments grew from a corner, some grew from a room, but they all grew. Example, my Lajong, it grew from one apartment. I used to stay in Pantai Panorama apartments in Kampung Parinchi. And it was a 1,200 square foot apartment. I can barely afford it. I can barely survive. I didn't have a car. And every day I would go to a few times a week I'd go to Mid Valley to buy my groceries. I would walk from Kampung Parinchi. I walked across the highway, jump across the highway, walk all the way to Mid Valley. So it was very difficult when it rained. And I would take a taxi back. And I would carry everything on myself. But that was my Lajong, and I had one or two assistants. And we did our work, we did it sincerely, we talked to the Dharma, and then more people came. If you wait for the right time, the time never comes. If you wait, if you just do it, and difficulties come, and you push through it, then the right time will come. If you always wait, the right time never, ever comes. Why? Nothing is thrown into your lap from the sky, nothing. Everything has to be worked for, earned for. So therefore, today is the beginning of our animal sanctuary. This is the first purchase that I have done for the animal sanctuary. Today, we've already adopted about two or three dogs. We've already adopted three dogs. Four. We've already adopted four dogs. One was hit by a car, and the legs are completely broken, the back legs. So that's been rescued and taken to a clinic. It's been operated on, it's in surgery, and yesterday I sent people to put up fans in a carport and also buy a doghouse and buy food and buy collars, buy everything for him. His name is Hatches, so he'll be taken care of. I put it on my blog so you guys can see it. I've already adopted the animal, and after the animal heals, because I asked one of my friends to watch it, after it heals, it will be adopted to an animal, to a Dharma house. And then three more dogs appeared today. People sent me MMSs, so I don't have a place to put them. So I've already told JP, my main assistant, to please find a house or bungalow somewhere that's far away, that's cheaper, that we can start a small place where we can keep the dogs for now. And from that, we move to a land. So step by step by step by step. What's most important is we start. We don't have a land now. We don't have a shelter now. We don't have a license now. We don't know how to do anything else. But always saying, I don't know, I can't do, and we just sit around, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for me. So I decided to come here and buy some food and make a prayer, offer it to them to create some merit. The merit will be dedicated to this. And our animal shelter will inspire thousands of people around the world. Thousands. I know that for sure. Because for the homeless one, for our giving food to the homeless KSK, I've gotten so many emails, so many responses that it's inspired so many people around the world. And there are people from other countries who are scheduling their year to come here. Some people are giving up what they're doing in other countries to come and join us to work here. Can you imagine? We ourselves live here, we cannot give up what we're doing to join the Dharma to do. People from other countries are asking me, can they give up their job, come here and join us to do. Visas, everything, they'll take care of themselves. So we're having people coming from other countries to do things now. Why? Because we're doing good things. We're doing good things. A lot of you know me for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Janai knows me for more than 15 years. Some of you know me for 5, 6 years, Singhal knows me nearly 10 years, and I've been consistent in doing my work. So this is one department I want to make manifest. It's the animal shelter department. So in the future, I'll call upon you guys to help. Some of you will go and visit, some of you create awareness. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do something. But for now, I'd like to give this gift to Elise. This is a very nice traditional picture, and you take it to your house now, tonight. You put it in your house, you don't offer candle, nothing, you just offer water. and some incense if you have, and you ask Song Baba, bless you, give you peace, so you can find a new place. And when you find your new place, this is the first thing you bring in.
Okay.
The first thing you bring, you don't have to set up some special altar or do this. Just put it somewhere nice, put it somewhere easy. Don't need to do anything special. With us, don't need, because you have a lot of work already. So then after you find your new house, then you bring this first.
Okay.
And you think the Buddha is entering your house. Usually, this is the Buddha of my house. This is the Buddha of my doggies. This is the Buddha of my family. And you bless all your little doggies with this. And my students will write the mantra for you, Om Arabasanavi. And you recite that mantra to your doggies whenever you're free. So all the, before people adopt them, you recite mantras to them. And put it in their mind. Bless them. Then you may think, oh, I'm not a monk. I'm not this, I'm not that. It's okay. But just bless everybody. It's equal. Okay? So this is a nice little gift for you. I wanted to give you this 5 years back. But you weren't ready.
I'm ready.
He told me she wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. You wasn't ready. She didn't even want to talk about it. She didn't want to talk about Buddhism or Dharma, nothing. That, she wasn't rude. She just wanted to make sure the dog would be all right. That I'm adopting. She just wanted to make sure. So I said to myself, never mind. I made a prayer here in the future. May I bring them down? I made a prayer in there. I sat here. I remember I stand here. And I made a prayer and I showed them some videos. I can't remember exactly what, but I made a prayer and I bring them down in the future. And here I am, 5 years later. And now Elise is ready for Tsong Papa. It's beautiful?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very nice for you.
Okay.
So this is a gift for you for being so nice to the animals, for taking care of the animals. And we'll see you in our center in the future. And you can come to do short prayers, but first you need to settle your house.
Yeah.
Suming will help you.
Thank you.
All right, because you're alone.
Thank you.
Good?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you guys need to buy any pet things, please come here. If you buy somewhere else, it's better come on. All right, Dr. Hang? Let's do a little prayer, a dedication of all of these. May our animal sanctuary manifest quickly so that we can be a tremendous benefit to those who are suffering so much. Daso. And then for Elise to find a new home very soon, because she needs to move out, then let's do 21 Setrap mantras very strongly and ask Setrap to bless her, to help her to find a new home. Om Maya Jaja Soha, 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 Om Maya Jaja Soha. Good. Very good, everybody. Now we can cut it away. Pack it away.